Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Well, pretty unfortunate that we don't have a Harley intro because I have no memory of what happened. Yeah, something to do with Gandalf and an enterprising group of hobbits and elves. And then maybe a trusty dwarf who went to save the world from the evil Sauron. Something like that. Or I could be confusing it with another book. I don't know. Either way. Hello. Thanks for the intro, Harley. It's episode 192 of Thomas and the Bible, and including the worthless episode you're about to hear, six episodes until we begin the New Testament. So it is getting right down to it. It is crunch time. I don't know what we're crunching, but I do like anything crunchy, so I'm fine with whatever we intend to crunch. Yeah, so we're delving into new avenues, like new paradigms of pointlessness, like completely new horizons of pointlessness. You thought you knew pointlessness. No. Silly. Oh, silly listeners. No, you did not know pointlessness. We're covering, this is how stupid the Bible is. We're covering two books today, literally, like Nahum and, now we've gotten to books where I could just be making it up. Like if you guys didn't know any better, and maybe you don't, like you don't actually ever look at the Bible, you just listen to my podcast, that's totally possible. I could just be making these up. Nahum and Habakkuk. Did I make those up? Did I make them up? I don't know. I might have. I don't even remember at this point. Nahum and Habakkuk. I have no memory of these. I at least knew the name Micah. I might not have known it was a book. I knew the name Jonah. You know, like Hosea sounds roughly familiar, but Nahum and Habakkuk? There's nothing. So if we look on the Wikipedia for Nahum, and again, these are like a couple chapters. It's not worth it. There's no reason for this. It must have come at a time when the bar was really low for prophetship. You just had to say like one or two things about God, like, hear me, everyone. God is amazing. He's the greatest. And I have a prediction. See that city over there? Yeah, that's going to burn to the ground. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll burn to the ground. I'll tell you how it's going to burn to the ground, and just go into a bunch of detail. That fence there, it's going to fall down. That fence. Like a chain link fence. That wall, it'll crumble. The ocean, it's going to eat the entire city. And, that's all you had to do. And then if it didn't come true, that, as I've said about prophet, or either someone else said this or I did, or both. But I don't remember who else said it. But I know I said it at one point. The two possibilities for prophecy, now someone else must have said this, either true or we haven't waited long enough. So either it's come true or it just hasn't happened yet. There's no like, well, we've waited long enough and clearly this prophecy was full of crap and we should strike Nahum from the record. Right? There's none of that. That doesn't happen. So without further ado, let's get to Nahum. So yeah, all right, let's just do it. The burden of the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. What the hell is that? God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wraith. All right, this is a bad start. Already I'm out of it and I can't read. Somehow I've lost the ability to read words, which may prove difficult for this podcast. I think some amount of this podcast is me reading. Anyway, here we go. Take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger. Not in my experience, to be honest with you. In my experience, the Lord is very quick to anger. But okay. So this already, I'd be like, well, Nahum is kind of full of shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Strike one. There's a few, red flags for prophets. One, if the entire book of the prophet is like a page long, that's a red flag for me. When I'm putting together my canon of Holy Scripture and I see just like two chapters, maybe three chapters, like that's kind of, nah, I don't, I want some meat there. It doesn't have to be too long. I mean, it doesn't have to be like Chronicles long. That would never make the cut because that's the opposite. That's too long. It just repetitive bullshit. There's some happy medium of like, I don't know, two, three pages where it gets to the point, you know? Anyway. Will not acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth. I read that weirdly because stronghold was two words. A stronghold, not like stronghold. It's like a strong, very, you know, like a normal hold, but then a stronger one. And he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end to the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do ye imagine against the Lord? Well, he will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as devouredgers. No, as stubble fully dry. There is one that come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now I will break his yoke from off thee and burst thy bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown out of the house of thy gods. Will I cut off the graven image and the molten image? I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts. Perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. So that's about a third of Nahum. Nahum 2. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong. Fortify thy power mightily. For the Lord hath turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in this day, in the day of his preparation, and the fir tree shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets, and they shall jostle, interesting, jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. They shall recount his worthies. They shall stumble in their walk. This is a weird language. You really can't tell this was written by someone other than whoever wrote the last thing. He shall recount his worthies. They shall make haste to the wall thereof, and their defense shall be prepared. The gates of the river shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. And Hazab shall be led away. She shall be brought up, and her maids shall lead her with the voice of doves tabering upon their breasts. But Nivenay is of old like a pool of water. Yet they shall flee away. Stand, stand, shall they cry, but none shall look back. Take ye the spoil of silver. Take the spoil of gold, for there is none end of the store and glory out of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void and waste, and her heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked and the lions whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lioness, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with raven? It's raven but with an I. What is that? Raven. Raven? Like ravenous? Something to do with that? Violent seizure. Archaic. Violent seizure of prey or property or plunder. Could be plunder. Now, why are pictures of that chick from Lost? Is her name Raven or something? Seriously, I just Googled it and a million images are coming up. Her name must be Raven. Oh, Emile de Raven or whatever. The girl from Lost, the Australian girl from Lost. Anyway, weird. Okay, so she means plunder. Where are we? Now that we had that little digression. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall be no more heard. Nahum 3, which I think is the last Nahum we're going to read. So I hope you've gotten two-thirds of a perfect book from this, because now, you know, this the book of Nahum, and it's in God's Bible, so it's got to be perfect. Like, it's got to be exactly what God wanted, you know. There's nothing in the Bible that God wouldn't want, right? Woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. Sorry. The noise of a whip and the noise of a rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. There is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcrafts. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will shew the nation thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and set thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid to waste, who will bemoan her? See, oh, a city is going to go down. That's all it took back then. It's sort of like, you know, this could be because I'm trying to buy a house that I have houses on the brain. But it's like the housing crisis. See, it comes from a time when just too many people were given loans, and loans were given out too easily to people who probably couldn't pay mortgages, you know? It's like that with prophets. See, the Old Testament ends with almost like a crash, like a surge in prophets. Like, it didn't take anything to be a prophet. Someone was just like, hey, you have any predictions about anything? Yeah, well, sure. I think, see that city over there? Uh-huh. I think it's going to burn down. Oh, you're in. You're a prophet. Done. And then I think that's could be a similar issue here. It created just a bubble, the prophet bubble, I'll call it. Actually, I should write that down. That's not bad. I need to remember that. Prophet bubble. Make jokes about prophet bubble. Yeah, Old Testament. Okay, yeah, this is good. This is good podcasting Testament. I'm not going to do anything with that note. I'm just writing it down just because it's such great content for the show to write something down on a show. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And it shall come to pass that they look upon thee, that all that they look upon thee, what? It shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is, oh, I already read that. God, I spent all that time on that sentence and I already read it. Art thou better than populous No, and that's with a capital N. Oh, I think I remember something about that. That was situate among the rivers and had the waters round about it, whose round part was the sea and her wall was from the sea. And apparently No must have been taken down in a real who's on first situation. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were thy helpers. Put, that's probably another who's on first possibility there. Yet was she carried away, she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets. They cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Thou also shalt be drunken, thou shalt be hid. Thou also shalt seek strength because of the enemy. All thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with first-ripe figs. If they be shaken, they shall even fall unto the mouth of the eater. Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Draw thee waters for the siege. Fortify thy strongholds. Go into clay and tread the mortar. Make strong the brick kiln. There shall the fire devour thee, the sword shall cut thee off, and it shall eat thee up like a cankerworm. Make thyself many as the cankerworm, make thyself many as the locust. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and fleeth away. Thy crowned are as locusts, and thy captains are as the great grasshoppers, which... great grasshopper! Which camp in the hedges in the cold day. But when the sun ariseth, they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people is scattered upon the mountains. No man gathereth them. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit. I'm going to look that up. That's another thing. Maybe it'll be another actor from Lost. Maybe like Hurley's name is something Bruit. Bruit. Oh, all right. Bruit. Is that right? Audible vascular sound associated with turbulent blood flow. I don't know if that's it. Bruit. All right. I don't know. An abnormal sound of some kind. We'll just go with that. So where was that is my question now that I'm back on the other page. Cankerworm. What did I... Guys, I have no idea. Hold on. Search for the word bruit. Where bruit... I don't think it's bruit. B-R-U-I-T. Would you just say bruit? I don't think so. Bruit? Well, anyway, the word actually doesn't exist because now I can't find it. So I made up the word. Oh, no, it's at the very end. God, sorry. Okay. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the bruit of thee. Okay, so that's like somebody like cuts you and blood comes out, I think. And that's the sound. It was not a good time. They had to have a name for that sound. That's not a time I want to live in. Upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? All right, we're done with Nahum. I know you'll never forget the book of Nahum. It was just too amazing and just said so many great things. Anyway, I'm going to completely forget all about it. Let's move on to Habakkuk, another book that I totally made up. Okay, so there's three tiny chapters. There's a discussion. Here's an overview. There's a discussion between God and Habakkuk, an oracle of woe, whatever that means. And a psalm. So, Oracle of Woe is probably a prophecy of something negative, because that is how it always goes. So, we'll look forward to that. All right, Habakkuk 1. the burden which Habakkuk... Any Age of Empires 1 fans from back in the day? It sounds like something one of the villagers would have said, like, Habakkuk. Habakkuk. You tell him to build something, he's like, Habakkuk. Anyway... There's like one person that'll get that. So it's worth it. It was worth it. I've done my job. If one person chuckles, I've done my job. I set lofty goals for this show. I want a single, like a tiny smirk out of 3.2 people. Now maybe if I hit like a higher Patreon goal, I could go for like a snortle, like a kind of a chuckle from 6.8 people, but for now I'm at a tiny smirk for 3.2 people. That's what I shoot for. I like to set attainable goals, So that's what you're getting. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry? Oh, I skipped. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. So that's like the title, I guess. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry? And thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou shew me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Yeah, that sounds right. Someone will tell me something God did, and I won't believe it. That sounds about right. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation. Oh, guys, novelty. Something bad is going to happen to a group of people. Ready? Which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs, with an apostrophe. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. I'm not crazy. That's wrong, right? Theirs, theirs, theirs. It's not theirs. Is that? Do you put an apostrophe in that? Am I losing my mind right now? Huh. Maybe I'm losing my mind. Hold on. Now I need to search it. This is going to be hilarious. Not theirs. Yeah, okay. Hold on. Use theirs. Theirs versus their apostrophe. Theirs. This book, theirs. It's theirs. Theirs. It's incorrect. Okay. Wow. You ever just lose your mind? I was right, though. Theirs doesn't have an apostrophe. Like, I need to tell you that. But once I saw it, I was like, well, that kind of makes sense. It's like possessive. Like, you know, my family's sheep, you know, like what the hell. But it was so weird and something I've never thought about that I lost my brain right away. I thought it was wrong, and then I second guessed myself. This is not interesting. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than the leopards and more fierce than the evening wolves. Is that a particularly fierce kind of wolf? I guess wolves in the morning are like, ugh. Not so fierce. They're just like waking up, having breakfast. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat. They shall come. Well, this writing's not the worst. It's actually kind of interesting. Fly as the eagle that hasteth to eat is not bad. That borders on something I would call poetic, which is rare. They shall come for all violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and their princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not thou look on iniquity? Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? And makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them? This is Shakespearean. They take up all them with an angle, they catch them in their net, and they gather them their drag, therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice unto their net, and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net, and not spare continually to slay the nations? I don't know what character that was, but it's something. Whatever. Habakkuk 2. The sequel. I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also because he transgresseth, man, I always do that. Because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell and as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his! How long to him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be for booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations? All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood and Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood. Isn't that what God has done from the beginning of this book? And establisheth a city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire, and people shall weary themselves for very vanity. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as waters cover the sea. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, and puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunk also, that thou may look on their nakedness. This is a very specific thing. Did somebody get drunk and have something happen, and then like write an entire prophecy just to say that one thing? Like, I don't know. That puts them on and makes them. It's almost like anti-date rape. Maybe this is ahead of its time. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou may lookest on their nakedness. Kinda. Well, maybe it's before its time. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. What? In the cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and a shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land, of the city, and all that dwell therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof hath given it, the molten image, and the teacher of lies, that maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is holy in his temple. Let the earth keep silence before him. All right, Habakkuk 3. It's the last one. I know you're going to miss it. A prayer of Habakkuk. Oh, it's just a psalm. Oh, my God. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive the work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath, remember mercy. I'm not going to keep this up, but I feel like just imagine some sort of important accent throughout this. God came from Teman and from Holy One, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. Oh, yeah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was the light. He had horns coming out of his head. There was a hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence. The burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, and he beheld, and drove asunder the nations, and everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was the Lord displeased against the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers? Was thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thy horses and thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes. Even thy word, Selah, thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of water passed by the deep, uttered his voice, and lifted his hands up on high. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitations. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou did march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh in the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for the salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundedst the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck, Selah. Thou didst strike through with his staves and the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, through the heap of great waters. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in this day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut down from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. And that's it. I kind of feel like there was more to say there. That's kind of weird. All right, well, that was confusing and odd reading. Thank you for listening. Thank you to my patrons. I'm going to see if I have any new ones. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/TNTheB, and that would be absolutely wonderful. You make the show happen. Looks like we do have a new patron, Sasha Daniels. Thank you so much for pledging, Sasha. I really appreciate it. Good to have you on board. And then, of course, I got to thank my top patrons, Marcel, Sarah McPike, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Garaford, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, Travis Pearson, Torin Melkovic, and Heriberto. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Hey, just because I haven't mentioned it in a long time, of course, I'm guessing you all know about my other show, Atheistically Speaking. I'm going to mention it now just in case you don't. So hop on over to Atheistically Speaking if you happen to be living in a cave somewhere and hadn't heard about my other show. But one thing I haven't mentioned in a while is Comedy Shoeshine. It's going strong. It's hilarious. I love it. It's my kind of humor. And if you like me at all, maybe you'll like it. But maybe you won't. And I don't really care. I kind of just do it because it's my favorite thing. It's my favorite podcast I do, and it's really fun. So check out Comedy Shoeshine on iTunes if you want. And if you don't like it, that's whatever. No skin off either of our backs, you know? You'll just have wasted the price of a download, which is incidentally somewhere around $0.000. Where I don't even charge you that like thousandth of a cent that the gas station gets away with somehow. Yeah, no, I don't even charge that. So check out Comedy Shoosh. And, yeah, thanks. And I'll see you guys next week for another pointless reading that I don't know why I even bother doing. All right.